Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 734 and three quarters up one. July, 739 and a half up one. Soft May wheat, 669 and three quarters unchanged. July, 676 and three quarters up a quarter. May corn, 498, down 3 and 3 quarters. July, 503 and a half, down 4. December, 503 and 3 quarters, down 3. May soybeans, 1476, up 2 and a quarter. July, 1457 and 3 quarters, up 2 and 3 quarters. November, 1207 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. May soybean meal, 480.20, up 110. May soybean oil, 41.46, down 11 cents. April live cattle, 142.65, down 40. April feeders, 177.57 and a half, down 12 and a half. And April lean hogs are 123.75, and they are up 60. A quick announcement. We do have an ag outlook meeting this evening scheduled for the Champaign County Farm Bureau. That meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock, so if you're in the area, come on by. Among those who will be presenting this evening is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, Jason Clapp of Risk Management Commodities out of Lafayette, Indiana, and Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. All fine business partners as well. I bring that up because it is the first full weekday of our spring fund drive, and we're looking for $140,000 in this drive to keep us on pace to bring you all the programming that you have come to love and enjoy throughout the year, including agricultural programming. And to encourage you to make an agricultural contribution, we've done a little something different this particular drive than we have in the past. And alongside to explain all the details is Les Schulte, our Corporate Support Director. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Dave. And we do have something a little bit different that we're trying this year during our spring pledge period, thanks to the generosity of a group of ag businesses who have come together to form a ag fund challenge that's a little bit different.
I call it a cartel.
Cartel, very good. A little ag cartel who formed this. That's my wife saying. That's my St. Louis coming out. Formed this group to do something special. And here's the deal: when you make a pledge of support to WILL this spring, and you mention agriculture as one of the services that you really appreciate on this station, and you make your $100 pledge or $200 or $60 or whatever fits into your budget.
Right.
This group of ag businesses, and there are six in the cartel
at the moment.
And they will each add a dollar to WILL for your pledge of support.
That sounds great.
And they will add a dollar to the College of Aces Agricultural Communications Scholarship Fund.
Oh, that's outstanding.
So far we've had four pledges in that mention agriculture. So that's $24 going to WILL.
Right.
$24 going to
the Aces
Scholarship Fund.
Oh, that can add up in a
hurry. It can add up in a hurry. That's why your pledge right now means so much. It's your contribution to a service that you use. If you appreciate all of the news, information, agricultural information, the commodity reports, the analysis that you get on this station, make that call at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org and support this service during the spring pledge period. Make that $100 contribution if that works for you. You can put it on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. And every pledge means an extra $6 to WILL, thanks to the generosity of these businesses, three of which are Bates Commodities, AgriGold Seeds, Total Grain Marketing.
Thank you all.
Thank them. And they'll also add each a dollar to the ACES Scholarship Fund for ag communication students.
217-244-9455, the number to call. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it is the day before the day. If you had heard me earlier, I figured the day was tomorrow on the WASDE report. I jumped it by a day, but it's actually 2 days out. And the market's acting like it's 2 days out.
Yeah, we're seeing some consolidation take place here. I think everybody's pretty well where they want to be. We'll start to see maybe the Goldman roll start to kick in here on some commodity fund rolling and positions, but until the next bit of news develops, where it's the WASDE numbers or some weather or some world news, it kind of feels like we're in a consolidation type of pattern here until we see some more light on the numbers.
Well, after we get this WASDE report behind us, then we'll have USDA's verification of the implied U.S. ending stocks off the quarterly grain stocks report that we had a little over a week ago. And after that, it's in Mother Nature's hands for a while.
Yeah, correct. You know, we've pointed out many times over the many years being part of your program that what moves the bottom line on the supply-demand balance sheet more than anything is the type of yield you put on the production number there, and you know, multiply that times harvest acres. But that yield, you especially corn, you vary that yield up and down, you know, 5-6 bushels at can add to the bottom line quite a bit or take away from the bottom line quite a bit. So weather's going to be a dominant factor. Kind of appears here in the east we're in fairly good shape other than the temperatures. But in the western belt, they continue to be concerned about the moisture issue, and it's going to continue to play an interest in the minds of the trader on what type of forecast we see as we move through the growing season.
What do you anticipate on Wednesday? Will it be a volatile day, or the numbers be sort of dismissed as soon as they come out?
Well, I think they'll be somewhat dismissed. I think, you know, the inputs are there. How they fine-tune those inputs as far as the numbers go, we'll see. There's always an ultimate or a surprise. You got to remember, though, some of these reports were affected by black box trading, computer trading. And what happened is whenever they'd see a yield number, it might have been bullish and the market would be up 20. But then the next number would be ending stocks and it would be bearish and the market would be back down 20 in a matter of 2 or 3 seconds. Well, they've gotten clobbered pretty hard here on that type of approach to the marketplace, especially in the grains. And so therefore they filtered that out quite a bit and fine-tuned that. So in order for it to be a big market mover, we'll have to see something dramatic happen and the impact hold on for more than just 2 or 3
So what are the U.S. ending stocks that the trade is currently trading at these price levels?
Well, the average estimate on corn is about 1.4. That's down about 50 million bushels from last month. The bean estimate is about 134 million bushels. That's down 5 to 6 million bushels from last month on just a little bit better demand. And also to a little tighter stock situation in the corn.
So if we get 1.3 and 125, will that be worth anything on the marketplace on Wednesday?
1.3 would definitely be positive. It'd push corn up another 25-30 cents. The bean number 125 would definitely push beans above $15.
So what should producers do ahead of the report, if anything, then?
Well, we've been, you know, rewarding the market here on this strength. There's nothing wrong with being caught up on cash grain sales. If you're optimistic, we've replaced ownership on some paper to take advantage in case weather becomes a little volatile during the growing season. As far as new crop, we continue to take the approach of having a price floor under us. That way we don't have to commit to actual bushels. We've got that downside protection if things would turn negative, but yet, too, the market moves higher. We've still got those actual physical cash grain bushels to market. It just depends what your comfort zone is, but you got to determine whether you're a trader or a risk manager, and it's two separate approaches. And we've been taking the risk management points by putting the price floor under us if you're in that category.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. One of Thank Forrest, who lives over in Danville, for his contribution today in support of agriculture. You're going to be the next one, and when you do, you will also put your name in such a way that $1 from our fine business partners will go to support agricultural programming on the station, and another dollar will go to support the future of agriculture and go into the scholarship fund over at the College of Aces. This is AM 580.